Very good afternoon to all our listeners, and welcome to our program, My Vote, My Choice, or My Role as a Voter. This program is brought to you by Eagle FM, obviously. I'm your presenter, I'm your teacher, and the program is sponsored by Konrad Adenauer Stiftung. The program is aimed at civic education, which is part of civil societies, to educate, to mobilize the Namibian nation to love and to enjoy their responsibilities and take their obligations seriously as far as civic duties and responsibilities are concerned, especially in the area of elections. So next month, Namibia is going to participate in the regional and local authorities elections. And I remember a few weeks ago I gave an overview of how regional and local elections have performed in the context of Namibia. And they remember telling you that a number of our elections were below 50% participation. In other words, people who went to vote, not who voted for which party, just to say people who went out to vote were less than, sometimes were less than 40%. Sometimes we're less than 50%, and that's not a good trajectory, it's not a good trend. And for this reason, we invite all our people to take elections seriously and go out in their numbers and vote for regional councillors, choose the councillor they want, elect the councillor they want, rather than to relegate this power to few people who are enthusiastic about elections and they give us wrong people. So it is important that all of us go out and vote. It is our obligation. It is our responsibility. And let political activists know that we are on the mercy of the people. It's not the other way around. It's not the people who are on the mercy of the politicians, but politicians must feel that if they are not performing, if they are not being serious enough, then they must have a fear that, oh, if we are not doing well, our people are going to vote us out. So the aim of the program is therefore to talk on issues related to regional and local governments and qualities that are needed, and what is necessary for one to have in order to participate in elections. So I hope you noticed that I was not here last week because of the operation I had. And today it is much better, and therefore I'm here to ignite the conversation about elections in Namibia. I have a visitor in the studio today. I promised I were going to have some young women, but due to the hospitalization and so forth, I couldn't do that. Perhaps we could see that next week. But this time around, I have Mr. Martin Hipangwa, who is going to introduce himself, but obviously he is here in his own capacity. He's a student, but he's here in his own capacity, and also in the capacity as a church leader in his own right. And in the church, we speak as agents of God. We don't say I speak on my own behalf. We speak on behalf of God. So on that level, I would like to welcome you, Martin. Please introduce yourself to the visitors, and from there we will share the platform.
Thank you so much, Bishop, for inviting me to this program. To all the viewers, good afternoon. My name is Martin Hipangwa, and yeah, I'm a Namibian citizen first, and I hope I will contribute to the conversations in terms of local authority, and regional election conversations. I'm not only a Namibian citizen, but also a youth in that capacity. Thank you so much, Bishop.
Thank you very much. I know that you are quite young, and you were not present in 1989 when we did our first elections. You only heard about these things. And in 1992, you were still not here.
Exactly.
Probably 1990, maybe around 94, then you were being born.
Even go further again.
Probably further.
Yes.
Because in 94, I couldn't vote. Mm. I voted for the first time in 1999, because in 1994, I was still young. I was not 18 years and above. But in 99, I voted, and I always wanted to vote.
Yeah.
And I remember that there will never be an election unless I'm under serious, strenuous condition, which will prevent me from voting, like maybe sickness, but I must be in coma or something like that. I will always vote.
By all means,
by all means, I must vote. So I have been voting ever since. In 1999, I voted also in the regional elections, because I was then not living in town, in the following year. And then in 2004, in 2005, in 2009, 2010, then 14, and then 15, 2019, 2020, 2024, 2025. Yeah, if I have not jumped anything there. In other words, I voted. Yeah, when I was in Ongwediva constituency, I voted. As my home is there, then I went to work in Ohangwena region. I was now a resident in Oshkango constituency. I voted. Then I came down to Windhoek. And I have been voting ever since. Resident of Windhoek West constituency, and I'm still looking forward to vote in the Windhoek West constituency.
Yeah.
I do not know the candidates personally, for some reasons, and I'm going to find out who they are and get to know them, what they are able to do, what they are unable to do, and so forth, and see. When that day comes, I will pick who I think is the best. So, how do you feel? How many times have you voted, in other words? And tell us the history of your history of voting.
Well, I first casted my vote in 2014. That's the first time I ever went to the polls. And I was involved, I think, even in 2015, I was, at that time, I was at, that is the first time I went to university, so I was involved in the election, working in election. And then after that, I also voted in the subsequent elections.
So sometimes you worked as a voters, election officer somehow?
Yes, as an election officer in 2015, yes.
Right, very interesting. Yes, so yes. you know
it
so
was,
well.
Yes, it was really an interesting year, that one.
So you voted only two times?
Three times. Yes, three times. Including last year.
Including last year. And you voted always for councillors, or have you changed your mind?
I voted for the first in 2014, 2015. I voted for presidential, national
assembly
elections, and then I voted for councillors as well. But then in 2020, 2019, I voted for a presidential election. I don't know what happened in there. I didn't vote for councillors. I was not in my...
You were not in your constituency.
In my constituency.
Yeah, and you should be.
Yes, yes.
And these are the things we must emphasize.
Yeah.
That people must only vote in the constituency where they reside.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you can't go from Windhoek West and vote in Samora Machel.
Yeah.
You can't do that. You have to vote in the constituency in which you reside, just like you have to vote in the local authority in which you reside.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so you have been a student for a long time. You worked a bit and now you went back to school.
Yes.
And what message do you have for the young people out there? Because some people I meet, they keep telling me that, me, I'm not going to vote for the regional councillors. Is that a good decision?
I don't think that is a good decision at all. I think now that I wouldn't say I have traveled much, but throughout the years I have been in employment, and as a student, I think as youth, particularly as young people, we have a task. Yeah. We have an unfinished task that we need to fulfill.
Yeah.
And that is, to make sure we go out there and vote. And also we are the one, we as young people are the one that need to advocate for voting. We need to advocate to whether the people that are coming in now, people that are turning 18, we need to advocate to them, and whether older generation, we need to advocate, why should we vote? How should we vote? And when should we vote? Or who should we vote? So I think that is the kind of influence that we have in the society. And it's very, very much crucial, especially to us, that I see a trend mostly in people, as young people, mostly I'm not generalizing this, but mostly most of us that are working, we sometimes are demoralized. Let me say, you just see a line like with 50 people, and then you are like, oh no, the line is too long. I can't. But I think the time is now, and the time is right here where we need to be advocates.
Yeah, and regional and local authorities are even easier, because you only vote in your constituency.
Yes,
you don't have people floating around. Oh, this line is too long, let me go to another polling station. You are in Simbabasia, like myself. I will go to the polling station that will be allocated to the Simbabasia. And I only people who are in Simbabasia who will vote there. So the best thing is for me, young people must go out and vote. During independence, before you guys were born, we were just 1.4, 1.5 million people. Between 1.4 and 1.5 million people. Now, we are 3 million if the...
3.2.
Yeah, 3.0 something. Then, that means half of the population as we speak was born after independence, after we got independence. Half of the population obviously is coming from the pre-independent era. And the young people have got the energy, they have got the power, and they are the majority as I speak. Imagine people who were born in 1990, they are now 35 years of age. 35. And those of us who were born a little earlier, I was born 12 years earlier, before independence. And I know some of the history. There are some things I can remember vividly from this war of the liberation struggle, especially in the 80s. As a toddler, I could remember things that were happening that I saw. We are still in our world of history and in the world of modern
mm-hmm.
Namibia. But young people, what else do they know? They know an independent Namibia.
Mm-hmm.
The difficulties that we are facing, the issues that we need to solve, and they tend only to complain, especially on Facebook, Twitter, or X, as they say now, TikTok, and all these kind of things. And when we say, now it is time, there is a time to talk, to complain, to write things, to respond to things, to insult even elders, as we see now on social media, young people have become something else. Why don't you just use your energy and go out there and vote, because you are the majority.
Exactly.
And you don't have two faces. You cannot remember things before independence like I am. I still remember things. So I'm still voting with my two minds. Must I vote with history in mind? Or must I vote with future in mind? Present and future. So you guys, you only have present and future.
Yeah.
Me, I have past, present and future.
Yes.
So what do you think?
You mentioned a very, very important thing, which is critical engagement. And I think it's not only going to the polls. Of course, it is very, very much crucial, because that is where your voice is heard.
Yeah.
But also prior to that, the critical engagement, we engage. Let me say, in this country, we have a lot of engagement, a lot of consultation here and there. And I think that is the critical time that young people need to go to these halls, to these town hall meetings, to meet the candidates and talk face to face. What are your views on a particular subject? What are your views on something that is happening in our local authority? What are your aspirations that you have? And that will make, that will help us have an informed decision on who to vote and why should we vote. And I think that critical engagement shouldn't just be on social media, but should really be something that we hold dear to heart, and go out there in all those spaces that we find ourselves, be it in the church, be it in the in traditional authorities, be it in wherever there are this conversation happening. I think we really need to be critical about this thing and attend as many engagement as possible.
Yeah.
Post our questions, get our answers, because sometimes we go on social media, we ask our question there. It's very, very much important, yes. But then we also need to participate in all this engagement, face-to-face engagement, so that we get to know the things that are happening around us.
Yeah, I was reading on the Facebook page of Eagle FM this morning, and they quoted the president saying, "Don't praise me." Don't praise me. If you have to offend me for the sake of the good, for the sake of the goodness of our society, for the sake of progress, for the sake of service delivery, offend me.
Yeah.
If that is what it takes to make Namibia a better place.
Yeah.
Obviously, she's saying it's not just a matter of offending for the sake of it. There are young people who are just there there's a difference between ukwikumba no kulonga. Namibians must know that people are not here to praise them. Young people, you are the majority. You don't have to praise us, the elders. Praise us for what? It is your time. It is your future. It's the future of your children. Those of you who do not have children yet. And those of us who have children, we are still here with them. And we may not see probably our grandchildren in some of us, depending on whether we have many kids or we don't. But the point is that the future is for you guys, and the future is going to judge you harshly when you let these people just to do what they want.
Yeah.
And you keep quiet. I'm not going to vote. I'm not going to vote for councillors. What good are you getting out of that? Zero, almost. The best thing is you are saying, let's go out there, engage critically, and sometimes even engage offendingly.
Mm-hmm.
I remember having a very tough conversation with a particular leadership, and I was challenging them to ask them if they know anything about the law. And they don't know anything about the law. Yet they are administering legal things. You can't administer legal things, but you don't know the law. It doesn't work like that. It doesn't matter you are a headman. You are a capatacho somewhere. You are a member of the village committee. You know how to read or you don't know how to read.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is, if you are distributing communal land, for instance, if you are dealing with natural things like deforestation and all that,
mm-hmm.
these are all legal things. At least you must know how to handle these things legally. Now I went in this meeting and I'm asking them, my friends, let me know on which part of the law you are standing to call me here.
Mm-hmm.
They think I'm joking. They think I'm not serious. I am, because you can't call me out of your mind. I'm not your little kid.
Yeah.
I don't belong to your family to be just summoned by you. You have to summon me by law.
Exactly.
And when I'm coming to you, I'm not coming to you because you ask me. I'm coming to you because the law says I must come to you.
Yes.
This is the difference. So if we are not engaging these people, and I would like us to talk more about the candidates mm-hmm. later on mm-hmm. when we just do the Democracy 3.
Mm-hmm.
I would like us to talk about the candidates. How should the candidates behave?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? How should the candidates behave? Because so far, we are only seeing the posters.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say it over and over and over again. I am not interested in seeing the posters and their names only. I want to see who are these people? What is it that they are capable of doing? Where have they been all these years? What did they do for the community?
Mm-hmm.
Because imagine if you ask me, Martin, Lucas Katenda, where have you been for the past 20 years?
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you that in 2003 until 2006, I was a registered nurse,
mm-hmm.
practicing in a local community clinic, mm-hmm. health center. And I worked there with the community in the era of HIV and AIDS prevention,
mm-hmm.
care and support. Therefore, we had home-based care, youth prevention programs, and I was in charge of adolescent youth health-friendly services at our clinic. I was in charge of the HIV AIDS program, the home-based care things and all that, and the palliative care in the homes.
Mm-hmm.
In the community. And I was able to visit different communities. Yeah. Visiting people, distributing medicine, first aid things and so on, training people and so forth and so on. These are the things I have done, and I have names of people
mm-hmm.
I have trained. And there are people I have even recruited to work in the HIV AIDS program, especially that time I was working at the church hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And our program was aligned with that of the church. You have the hospital itself, but you also have the church.
Mm-hmm.
We were just running it from the local parishes. So I was heavily involved. And there are people who I have assisted in terms of counseling, in terms of recruitment, in terms of training. And I was there. Okay. Then I went to further my studies. Then I came back. I was working in the church and I was training the pastors. And up to now, I'm teaching and training pastors and I'm counseling people. And I can tell you the names if you want. Mm-hmm. So there are some people we don't know. Where have they been? But they want to be counselors. Who are you? You can't just come up and say, I want to be a counselor. But in the meantime, yeah. I will hold on to that.
Okay.
And
okay.
I would like you to take your democracy tree and please help us read the regional and local government. It's not a big document, but there will be some few words we will be discussing.
Mm-hmm.
Regional and local government. We have to repeat this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Regional and local. Regional and local. What is region
mm-hmm.
and what is local
mm-hmm.
and what is expected
mm-hmm.
of the regional leadership, local leadership, and what is expected of now us mm-hmm. as people
mm-hmm.
and what's expected of those aspiring.
Mm-hmm.
There are people here,
mm-hmm.
those who are aspiring and the leadership qualities they need to have.
Mm-hmm.
And those who are going to say, yes, please lead us.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the democratic tree?
Mm-hmm.
Regional local government, the Namibian constitution. Please read from that first paragraph.
Okay.
First and second, I think, and third.
Okay. All right. All right. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Bishop. That is quite important. And the democracy tree, it's saying, the Namibian constitution establishes three levels of government. One, which is central government. Two, regional government. And three, local government. And we're going to touch on regional government and local government.
Mm.
And why do we need these three different levels of government? All right. The president and the member of the National Assembly represent all the people of Namibia, and they deal with issues which affect everyone in the nation. But communities also need other government bodies which are closer to them to focus on these issues and problems of the community. For example, there are many things that affect different regions in Namibia differently. Some regions are very well developed with many schools and clinics and a good supply of water and electricity, but other regions do not have enough services. A regional government can focus on the need of a single region instead of having to think of the entire nation all at once. And similarly, local government focuses on the needs of the people who live in the local authority. And regional and local councillors are very important conduct of lobbying on regional and local issues.
There are very important issues there, Martin, just on that, and we can just stick to that, but we don't have time to be sticking to one thing. The president and members of the National Assembly represent how many people in Namibia?
All the people.
All the people.
Mm-hmm.
Very important. Not some people, but all the people of Namibia. They deal with issues which affect how many people? Everyone. All people. Okay, that one we are done. That was last year. Now, you have the issues there, and I would like to hear your voice there, Martin.
Mm-hmm.
Communities need other government bodies which are closer
to them.
What does it mean to be closer to community? To be closer to community.
I'll give an analogy, maybe like a house.
Yeah.
If like our home, where we come from.
Yeah.
There's a reason, I think, why we have home and to everyone in the home.
Mm.
And everyone feel closer to home when they are home. Or let me say, if I travel outside of Namibia,
yeah.
then I come home.
Yeah.
I feel so closer.
At home.
I feel at home. Not closer, but I feel at home.
Yeah. I'm not.
Yes. Yeah, I'm not there. I'm not in the UK.
Yeah.
I'm not in Asia.
Yeah.
I'm in Namibia and yeah. I feel home.
Yeah.
And there are particular issues that affect us at home.
Yeah.
And that's why we need regional government and local government. And that means that these people they should be closer to the people, yeah. and they should know the people
yeah.
that they are operating within, yeah. or that they are vouching for.
You mentioned something very important. Mm-hmm. They should know the yes. people.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They should know the communities.
Yes.
And that's now reversing my point. Mm-hmm. What is the point of somebody just say, vote for me? Do you know me? You want me to vote for you? Do you know me?
Yes.
Do you even know me? So it's a question. You must know as much as you can the people in the community.
Exactly.
In which you want to lead.
Exactly.
Come to their meetings. We will talk about, there's that other document I sent you from Konrad Adenauer Foundation,
mm-hmm.
which talks about how to vouch. How do you go out and
yes.
let you be seen by the community so that you are not a stranger
yes.
to them.
Yes.
To be led by a stranger is something else.
Yes.
Okay, so it's very important. It's not just which are closer. Here we say hypothetical, but they must be closer
mm-hmm.
and these people must know people.
Mm-hmm.
Because they focus on the problems of the community, as you said.
Mm-hmm.
There are problems that are just localized.
Mm-hmm.
That's why even the small matters, we will talk about traditional authorities later.
Mm-hmm.
Small legal issues are not dealt with by magistrates or by, they are dealt with community courts.
Yes.
This head man and head women, they can address some of these things and things are ending there.
Yes.
Okay? Because these are community affairs.
Yes.
Okay? Then you mentioned about, for example, there are many things that affect different regions in Namibia differently.
Mm-hmm.
Some regions, very well developed,
mm-hmm.
many schools, clinics. As I used to say, I come from Windhoek West here,
mm-hmm.
and then also Ongwediva constituency mm-hmm. in the north. Windhoek West, I'm very close to Windhoek East,
mm-hmm.
where you have Lady Pohamba Hospital and Medical, the Commerce Medical Center
mm-hmm.
is also a center there in Windhoek East. The radio here
mm-hmm.
is in Windhoek East. Windhoek West, you have now the industrial areas,
mm-hmm.
The South industrial areas, the Prosperita, UNAM, NAST, probably, I'm not so sure IUM is part of Windhoek West.
Mm-hmm.
But all these things,
mm-hmm.
you see, the point is, I think Dorada is Windhoek West, isn't it?
Yes, I think so. Yes.
Yeah. So all this, our constituencies, concentration of institutions of higher learning.
Mm-hmm.
But we have the other constituency which have public hospital, public yes. health facilities. Here we have more private health facilities
mm-hmm.
and close to major private health facilities.
Mm-hmm.
Others, they have also public, but a little bit of private.
Yeah.
Because you have things like, Rhino Park,
mm-hmm.
and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So the point now is, do we just need any counselor for any place? Or do we need specific people for specific places? Because we are not the same.
Yes.
Isn't it? What do you think?
Exactly. I wouldn't say yes or no,
yeah.
but I would say the awareness. What is the awareness?
Yeah.
What is the awareness of that particular constituency? Yeah. Does the person who is contesting for a position have the awareness for that particular constituency,
mm.
or do they know? Because there's a difference in need, as you mentioned, between Windhoek West and Shamara Mashau mm. or Tobias Ainyako constituency,
mm.
Depending on different needs. And this goes all across the country, across all the
regions.
Constituencies that we have.
Yeah.
And I think the awareness of this, of there, someone must be able to be aware of what is currently happening, not just in abstract form, to be aware to say, Havana, that's where you have many, many sharks and whatnot. But I think more practically aware, and also just 1 minute, I'll give an example to say, in my time of traveling, the country where I was, they were doing local block elections. Mm. They call it blocks there, not constituencies. Mm. And we will get different candidates working with our, like, we'll be aware of those candidates that are vying for those, and they are aware of what we are going through, in our different blocks. And that is how we get to know these people. This is how we get to know the intention of why they would want to contest for election to be the leaders in these constituencies. Mm-hmm. And I think that is a very good example, because you also understand what is contained in different manifestos of these people. As you said, now we are only seeing posters everywhere with faces and name, but not necessarily the manifesto of the person to say, this is my manifesto. I'm going to do A, B, C, D. This is what I believe in. This is what I'm going to do if I'm elected. Mm. I don't think that is something. Of course, we try to do it nationally. Like last year, there were some engagements here and there, but I don't think it's done like at a local level.
Yeah. And you hear somebody just talking about the manifestos of their party.
Mm-hmm.
Our party says this. In the regional council, you are not elected as a party person. Yes, you may be fielded by the party, but you are specifically,
yes,
you are voted for as that person, not that party.
Mm-hmm.
That's why people can participate as independent candidates. For the National Assembly, for the local authorities, you vote for the party.
Mm-hmm.
For the president, for the councillors, you vote for the person.
Mm-hmm.
No matter who said that person must participate, we vote for the person. And these persons must be able really to tell us, who are they? That's only my question. I don't want to be governed by a ghost. These people must tell us, who are they? Where have they been? You see, you don't just come into my constituents and say, hey, hello, vote for me. My question is, who are you? Yeah, I was looking on Facebook last night, and there was one councillor, a candidate of the local, of the regional council, who really came up with the whole profile.
Mm-hmm.
This is me. I was born here.
Mm-hmm.
I went to school here. I went to work here. I did this here. I was a part of this here. This is my experience. Therefore, to lead the constituency is not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Especially our constituency, which needs 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things.
Yes.
We need people to do things like that. Don't just stand up there and keep quiet. There are some councillors, you know, who don't have even their capacity to write a little thing. You just write a little page and introduce yourself. They still can't tell us. It's just a matter of wanting more money, especially these people with less education. It's now a question of survival. It is not about survival, my friends. It is saving the people of Namibia. So I just wanted us to highlight on that one. And thank you very much that each constituency will have its unique needs. And those unique needs need to be then addressed by a particular person.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know these needs are too huge for you, don't take it. Just say, oh, this constituency will require a hospital,
mm-hmm.
will require a clinic,
mm-hmm.
will require schools, will require mm-hmm. agricultural projects, will require mines. Oh, it means this really needs a technical person.
Mm-hmm.
Because if the constituency is more agriculturalistic, why do you take a nurse there?
Yeah, exactly.
Who spend only all the hours in hospital? Why don't you take a person who has at least an experience or education or a background in agriculture. Because this constituency is full of fields and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I remember my friend Pastor Laban Mwahekele. Pastor Laban has retired to his village for some years now from Windhoek, and he's still doing some ministry work there. But he's also just doing handwork, doing work, really work with his hands. And now he had the borehole opened in his field because he want to do some work during the Okwenye, during the summer. He want to do some things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I ask, how many of the people who want to be counselors have done something like that for their own nandometra jemini? Zero. Shashingu yokushu cha. Pethi mbondi no. O mo constituent mbondi edi nenge pongkunda pono edi. And potaka kara pumbwa o mo kothoka changini.
Yeah.
Pokwenye. Omvurasha yasheka. O mi waka kanapo. Tangashuna mwembudi. No evaporation. Gabwe tagamatu kapo. Tagaiko mironga. No kwefuta. Opuo. O hapuka napo farina prokwa. Ya, yeah. Otatu vuro kutekeni na ndome ya ngono, tatu katulamu matale, tatu vuro kuningana ndombola, pamwe, setu vuro kulongeni, shikorela ne moko suwezi ne, yoye kucha, muno muna alia, omapsa, muno muna ipoto dhiru. Kandishi popine ndia indata lako konstituensi ya ngwediva. Ngwediva, unga shawi wetenge, ngwediva ike. Omunongwe divo ndoropa, ndini maiko ija mungwe diva. Oifike punye puhamba, edi mungwe diva.
Mm-hmm.
O Jose Eduardo Santos, edi mungwe diva. O Valombola Trininga, edi mungwe diva. O Medipark Hospital, edi mungwe diva. O Sikola Heruwayo Omboro, unona unu ulema, edi mungwe diva. O Mweshipandeka, edi mungwe diva. O GT, edi mungwe diva. O Sikola Ngasho, o primary school do hasia nano gwediva primary school ni mekembe no odrimo gwediva wete o ongwediva oshikanjo shino ndoropa sho oshikanjo shino mikandi shinatango shino mikunda natango unane kukara mtungo no enange kwatathano ni mapambi pangero no mahumoko beho no hotera mungwediva tuna no ngeshe phone ne tuna. Ya ngo unise kwa tatharu na atunga kwa mikunda. Wete, gasi nenge yotu na ungundu. Utakanja kwa madhino, ndamona kwa gari. Ungundu gasi yosu wapu ya kanja po. Unzane kumwe. Pako kano, takutuwa edingo roro. Ukwa koke na moshikanjo mono. Ya umuavale rwa moshikanjo mono. Umuakoke na moshikanjo mono. Ya undishi kuchotate ya ashike. Tashi nyenge mumdingo noko kwa ngwediwa. Chasi yo ishe oku ilo ngomba rushendo.
Yeah.
Ya, ini maikembyo no kushinga kucha. Otatu kakwa tathana ngini. Tuganjena ndo marushendo momikunda. Nenge tukonjise momikunda zetu. Chasi po mikunda zetu mpono peni ishana.
Yeah.
Okapita panoshana, okapita panoshana. Omeota adhara geni po guza. Tu ya konde kwa komea. Momo shikanjo shangwediwa. Pamotu shoku okuninga po nandosha. Omoru ikunino. Konima yo kwenye hui.
Mm-hmm.
Bwengo wa inishe kwa Kongo. Kwa shikanjo sha Kongo kakuna ini mambio.
Ya.
Yeah. Huyo kuna ratu tarifo ngombe dao. Ni ngombo. Okwa pumbo mpeni isho onkama hili.
Yeah.
Ya.
Ya
hui.
Ya.
Nga itevulo kuzara pano. Ete iko Kongo kuchae. Niginje ndenge. Yeah. Moshikanjo sha kangwe nashe mkanchoshe ni.
Ya. Yeah.
Ya, uhangwe na njiyo hili mumwe no shikango ndisi.
Yeah.
Shikango pano, uhangwe na ngei, o shiki anoshana ndurako.
O mafo, engele.
Apekenga hapo, shinyo shangelazo, shikango shangke. O jengono taburo kukareli, yokuli muhangwe na mono ndoropa, yokuli semo mikunda.
Ya.
Yeah. O mango mtugu umwe, o shinji, o mikunda ala. Yeah. Ngaso kongo nenda popingao.
Ya. Yeah.
Omboro kaa dihe viu kaa kuhemu wa msitumo. O kansela ya hondo handika nande etela lohenda shashi. Onde atala kwa yafo mapenda. Shashi koku mahono kukule. Anto hili koma kule.
Yeah.
Yo anto yala natural.
Yeah.
Kukika njohono anto hili natural. No kipangelo ta hiki konu udhigo ta shivulika hipangela mwema kumbo. So how do you. Tushigwani sepo kuja. Hake haro mtu. De anto natukarenga atu sikucha. Ngoto imo shikanjo kukororoso ntumba mono. Gashintapo pyo kongo kuna tate spindo ndishi.
Mm-hmm.
Ya. Uwete nga kucho mtungo no. O shikanjo kushish.
Mm-hmm.
Shasho hai, haya ya mongame mo. Isimpone njua karako.
Mm-hmm.
Ya. Humu vungamo radio. Tapo pingini mangayo kushikanjo sheho. Ya. So tashikupene kucha. Wea aro expeta. Nenga ntumbono yomo shika njomo oyo expeta dhoko shika njoho yoyo yeah. Taatse ya kucho otarongo nengitarongo
yeah.
Shasho elimo na mbone takaza kongu nduthi mwediri na tango taka participator na ekembo no yatu ramo na tango taka antoe yashi antoe nemunu kukarambu yashi kucha nguno tavurungu
yeah.
Shasho kumo shika njoshetu onto onkara mwenye eto okuishi ya upogane ndasika mpono nokucha tunanga udhigo ngika o kansela ya mwene ngo kandidate ya mwe antara mnongi skora ala mwenye nyanyu yo kwa fika masho ompangi ala mwenye nyanyu yo kwa fika mwene naronge oyonga oyonga ya faha kuso mpinga mwa kansela pangu ya fanga ya bulikako kwa kapude tuzo kucha mpango wantake wantake ya ewa natu yapa structure original no local ya structure ngini api kempo noto itaganja liho liru hako like natu ganja nante kucha kako gole ntumba regional layer structure yeah. Of regional local government
yeah no when it come to the structure and of regional and local government regional and local government have similar structures, which is set by the Namibian constitution, and there must be a council made up of representatives elected by the resident of the region or the local authority. The council will elect one of its members as chairperson to preside over the council's meetings. And there must also be a management committee. First, there must be a management committee, which is a small group of councillors elected by all members of the council. The job of the management committee is to make sure that the decision of the councils are carried out. And there must also be staff members who can put the decision of the council into action.
Okay. But what you are getting there is that there must be a regional council. Okay, representative of the region, of the constituency to the council or in the local authority. Each of them have a management committee. There is a council, big body, and there is a management committee. But there must also be staff. That's what it means. The staff is not elected, isn't it?
Yes.
The staff are civil servants who are working for the council. Isn't it? Okay, so let's quickly talk more about then the regional councils.
Okay.
The Namibia has divided in 14 regions. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Please.
Okay, so with the regional council, Namibia has been divided into 14 regions by boundaries, delimitation, and demarcation commission appointed by the president with the approval of the National Assembly. And when you talk about delimiting something, it means to decide where its boundaries are. The seat of each region is the place where the regional council holds its meeting. And each region has been divided into constituencies by that commission. The constituencies are made up of constitutes each region. According to the constitution, there can be 6 to 12 constituencies in each region. The boundaries of the region and the constituencies can be changed from time to time. A new region and constituencies may be created. For example, Namibia originally had 13 regions. In 2013, the Kavango region was divided into Kavango East region and Kavango West region, so that Namibia now has 14 regions. The voters in each constituency elect one person to represent them on their regional council. And a person who is elected to represent a constituency on the council must go to live, must be living in that constituency if he or she is not already resident there. This requirement is necessary to help regional government fulfill its purpose of bringing government closer to the people. And each regional council must select three of its members to represent the region in the national council. Each representative to the national council will serve on the national council for 5 years. And these regional councillors work together with the National Planning Commission to make a development plan which will guide growth and development in each region. And regional councils also help local government in the region. So the president or parliament can assign other duties to regional council as necessary. And as highlighted earlier, regional council don't work alone. They work together with the National Planning Commission to make a development plan which will guide the growth and development in each region. And you have in each region, we have a governor appointed by the president. The president may also appoint special advisors to assist the governor. And the governor functions are to act as a link between central and regional government and to investigate and report on any matter relating to the region at the request of the president or the minister responsible for regional or local government. And the governor can attend council meetings. The governor may require the regional council to convene urgent special session or to address a particular issue identified by the governor, and the governor report to the president. Each regional council elect a management committee from among us its members to hold office for half of the council's term, which is 2.5 years. And the committee will have 3 members of its regional council in small, less than 9 members, and 4 members if the council is larger, 9 or more members. And each regional council must also appoint a chief regional officer who is responsible for carrying out the council's decision and directing the administration of the council's affair. So that is the structure of the regional council.
Yeah, so we... Yeah, very true. So there we are. We have the regional council. In each region, I remember I have gone through already the Regional Councils Act of 1992. I have gone through it in this program, all the relevant sections, to the point I told you, my fellow Namibians and listeners, how many regions are there, how many constituents are in each region, and where is the seat of each region. I was unable to determine who was the councillor in each of the region and who was the chairperson of the management committee or who was the governor. But at least all of us know in our respective regions who are the governors who were just appointed now and who are the outgoing councillors unless they are re-elected. But some of them are already not re-elected by their parties, but then the society will also vote. Your party may have nominated you, but if the people vote you out, then you are still not going to participate. So that's the regional government. What type of people do you think we need? As councillors, we mentioned already that each of the constituency will have its different needs, and those different needs will need different expertise. Our constituencies are not the same demographically, geographically, economically, socially, even politically. We are not the same. So we will need different people with different skills for different communities. We cannot overemphasize that. Then, what is this local council, sir?
So, the local council... according to the tree, there are three kinds of local authorities. One, villages, towns, and municipalities. The president decides how to classify each local authority by looking at its financial resources and its capacity to provide services. And I think we must highlight that in its capacity to provide services. A local authority can be reclassified as it changes and develops. The classification of a local authority affects its duties and powers. Towns have responsibility for more services than villages, and municipalities have responsibility for more services than towns. When you talk about village council, village councils have 5 members, town council have 7 to 12 members, and municipal councils 7 to 15 members, depending on their size. And the election for local authority councils are held every 5 years, and local authorities elections are held on the basis of party lists, where voters elect a political party rather than an individual. Voters and persons on the party list must have been living in the local authority for at least 1 year. And the powers of the local authority are divided into 3 tiers. One, which all local authorities are given certain powers automatically. Number 2, other powers are given to towns and municipalities automatically, whereas villages are given these powers only when ministry responsible for local government think they are ready. And then number 3, still other powers are given to municipalities automatically, but are given to towns and villages only when the ministry think they are ready.
Okay. So all of us should know, those who are living in areas that are regarded as village councils. Okongo Village Council, for instance, Sandy Village Council, and other village councils like village councils in the south. Those are not big towns. Sorry, those are not big towns. Village councils are not big towns. While towns are somewhat intermediate, they are not also very, very big. Like now in the north, you have Enana Town Council, Shakati Town Council, Tapi Town Council, Kao Town Council, and then you have other town councils. I will not be able to mention them. But each one of you should know in which council, local council you live, and then you have the municipality. Village councils have only 5 members. Town councils can have 7 to 12, while municipalities will always have 7 to 15. And what is important is what you have mentioned. How should we participate in the voting there? We must have lived in the local authority area for how many years? For 1 year, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So you must be a resident in that local authority. So can you vote for Oshakati Town Council or Kitmaswamp municipality or whatever when you were registered in the Rundu Town Council?
Definitely not.
Yeah.
You can't vote in a local authority
in which you are not.
Yes, in which you are not currently living.
Yeah.
Yes.
It is very important that our people understand you only vote in the local authority in which you live. But I would like us also just to talk about these 5 people, 7 to 12, 7 to 15. Who are these people? How should we pick them?
Mm-hmm.
Parties will pick people.
Yes.
Associations have to pick.
Yes.
You cannot come here as an independent candidate
mm-hmm.
because it's proportional.
Mm-hmm.
representation must belong to an association of residents or the political party. What should these associations or political parties look at? Because it deals with serious matters.
Yes.
It deals with roads, services like sewage, ambulance services, electricity, water, the provision of land, sanitation, as I have mentioned, sewage and so on. Do we just need people who are residing in that local authority despite they don't know anything?
I don't think so. Like, I really don't think so. The person shouldn't just be, as long as they have been living in that local authority or in that town for a year. But I think, different parties should still look at whether these people can really affect service delivery. And I mean, I look at different, local authority. Let me say where I come from. That is Helaona Fidi Town Council. We look at, in Namibia, Helaona Fidi Town Council is one that is, declared as a UNESCO Global Network of Learning Cities in Namibia, and currently is the only one. The people that we are nominating to contest in this, to become part of this, local, councillors, do they understand these things? Do they understand, what does it mean to promote and accelerate lifelong learning opportunities within the town or, in order to support social, economic, and cultural development of its residents? And I think these are the core critical thing that parties need to look at, not only anyone that is living there, but they should be there for the interest of the people first. They should know the people. They should really look into the issue of supporting the people in terms of social, economic, and cultural aspect or development of that local authority. I think we should look into those areas and not only everybody who is living there.
Yeah. You gave a very good analogy there, that this particular town, like now, the main Windhoek town, Windhoek municipality, we call it City of Windhoek. Everything is here. The president is here. He's under the leadership of the mayor. Water to the president's house. Electricity to the president's house, to the minister's house. They are here. So it's a heavy business to be a mayor of Windhoek. You are almost a minister.
I can imagine that.
Isn't it? You are almost a minister. NAM Water head offices are here. NAM Power head offices are here. Telecom head offices are here. Churches head of this organization head offices are here. In learning institutions of higher learning, UNAM, NAST, IUM, colleges, and other institutions, Belvitia University, for instance, you have all these guys here.
Exactly.
So, Are you aware of them? Do you go to them? They are your people.
Exactly.
You see? These are the things that are always in my mind when we are doing these type of things. You can't just take Lucas Katenda and say, Lucas, can you be the mayor of Windhoek? Myself, I will be honest and ask you, what's the responsibility of mayor? It's a serious matter. You are in the business of service provision.
Exactly.
I cannot run this thing myself. I can't do it. It's not in my area of interest. It's not in the area of my expertise.
Yes.
Unless you train me, what is town planning? What's town management? What's town administration?
Mm-hmm.
What's local government? What is regional government?
Mm-hmm.
What's the interface between local government and regional government and central government?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go up there and mess up things. But we still have people who say, oh, wait a minute. I also want to be the mayor. Even if you have no knowledge of these things. Why don't you just remain in the church? Like myself. And maybe educate. Because I'm an educator. I'm a teacher. I teach at the seminary. I teach at the university. Part-time though I am. And I teach at the church. Why don't you just teach? And I teach in the radio like this. It's a matter of teaching.
Yes.
Give me teaching, I will not run away.
Mm-hmm.
Give me preaching, I will not run away. Give me counseling. Counseling of family counseling, marriage counseling, crisis counseling, children counseling. I will be there.
Mm-hmm.
But be the mayor of Windhoek? Oh, do I even know the map? How Windhoek look like? I was astonished one day someone told me, and I learned it because I am a good learner. He said, you know how Windhoek was mapped? You have academia. If you go to academia, it was really the area of academia is the location where academic people should live.
Yes.
And that's what they had in their minds. Ah. Now when you go to academia really, the streets there were named after these
mathematics
people, philosophy people.
Yes.
Aristotle.
Mm-hmm.
Plato. What? Then you come to Pioneers Park. Oh, Pioneers was for the pioneering people.
Mm-hmm.
Pioneering in anything.
Mm-hmm.
Business, in what? That's why we have the South Industry.
Yeah.
There. Oh, then you go to Olympia. Olympics. It has to do with the sport.
Yes.
Anybody who was interested in sport will live there.
Yeah.
That's why all the sport facilities were in there. Then if you are a leader of the government, you must come to Kleinwendo, Ludwigsdorp, most importantly. Kleinwendo is kind of new. Ludwigsdorp.
Mm-hmm.
And clinics, private clinics, you have to go to Eros.
Mm-hmm.
And then Windhoek West was for people are working in the government.
Mm-hmm.
People like ambulance drivers, nurses, doctors, those homes that you see them now dilapidating there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see. And then you have Hockland Park for the middle managers, for the matrons, for the principals, for what were they? And this was exclusive for the white people then, that time. Then everybody else must go to Katsura.
Yeah.
And Kombasdar.
Then
they say, oh, Vambolokasi, Shandubala, and all these funny names that are there. Then I see, this is how they really drawn up Windhoek. And I just learned it recently, which means I have no idea.
Yeah.
What is Windhoek? But there are some people who want to be mayors of Windhoek, but they have not even studied the history of Windhoek. They have no map of Windhoek. And they don't even know that Windhoek was planned for 100,000 people. That's why we have Katutura Hospital, Central Hospital, to cater for 100,000 people. And how many people do we have now? And how many hospitals do we have? There must be an interface. Who should build hospital? Government or local authority? When you go to Katutura Hospital, it's a shame. My mother died there. And she died literally with nobody assisting her. Imagine myself, I'm a nurse. I was in the big room from 9 o'clock to 4 o'clock in the morning. 9 o'clock in the evening to 4 o'clock in the morning. Then I went to the ward. The doctor came and started talking many things. He was a young doctor. And we went to the ward. When we were coming to the ward, nurses started going away. Very funny. Because they were tired also.
Yeah.
Until my mother died. It's when they were started to run, and I asked them, why are you running here? Why are you running? This patient came here and you did not even bother to ask me what the question was. And they were embarrassed to their bones. Had she not had a big condition, which I know she was not going to survive, I was going to sue. Because there was no treatment at all. And all these things come down to our planning. What do you think we need in different towns? Just the same way you talk about regions. Do we need same counselors?
I think planning is one thing that really that is really something that a leader should possess. And in this case, I think strategic planning, strategies can change, yes. But then I think in terms of regional councillors, they should also be aware of this thing, and they should also be versatile when it's coming to changing environments. And I think it's so pity. I think in many of the towns or many of the constituencies, unfortunately, I don't know. We do not. The people that maybe we get in power, they do not possess this kind of of skills in terms of planning, in terms of strategic planning, and to drive the direction. Where do we want to take this constituency? Where do we want to take this region? And also get into conversation with different stakeholders. Do we have the skill to unite people, to bring people in one room from different companies, different stakeholders, NGOs, to plan for the constituencies, to plan for the region? I look at regional councils where you have mining activities going on, serious environmental impacts happening. How does the councillor deal with this thing, and how do you bring people together to make sure that business still thrive in that kind of in that constituency, and also to make sure that the service provision and that your residents are not harmed by different practices that are currently happening there? I mean, you must be a hands-on person, I think, a hands-on person on the current things that are happening in the region, and also not just in the region, locally. What are the things that are happening? Be able to engage with the people and really focus on service delivery. When people come to you with questions that need answers, do you give them the direction? Where do they need to go? Or you just say, no, we don't do that in this local authority. Maybe go to different offices, but do you really sit with them and provide them with clear guidance as to where they should go for their questions to be answered? Because we feel like, or we think, when people come to us with questions, we think that they know already. But most of us as residents, we don't know these processes. We don't know different offices where you need to go to get different services. So I think as leaders that are leading local authorities or the regional councillors, they should really possess these interpersonal skills. I think these are some of the skills that regional councillors must possess. And as we said earlier, every regional council have different have completely different needs, hence they will need a different approach. What the leadership style happening in a different regional council or constituency won't really apply in another constituency. So it will require a hands-on person to like, you must hit the ground running, if I may say, because they always say that if you if if you are not for the people, then I don't know why you are in the office in the first place. So you must be for the people, and you must be able to enhance service delivery.
Very true.
Yes.
And there you have the second last paragraph on that document talking about public meetings. Mm-hmm. Regional and local authority councils meetings are generally open to the public.
Mm-hmm.
Councils can also convene public meetings to give community members a chance to share their views on particular subject.
Mm-hmm.
I was so happy and at the same time disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
When Minister Sankwasa,
mm-hmm,
had to attend public meetings,
mm-hmm,
when there are councillors.
Mm-hmm.
And the public is asking, we want to see the minister himself.
Mm-hmm.
And humble that he is,
mm-hmm,
he listens to the people.
Mm-hmm.
How can the councillors allow this tendency,
mm-hmm,
of not going to the people? Yeah? In community, go to the people. Allow the community to ask their questions.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you don't like those questions,
mm-hmm,
just listen to them. Listen, here is the minister.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Positively, no qualms, and he listens,
mm-hmm,
to the people.
Mm-hmm.
While the councillors are now just nodding their heads. Yes, mm-hmm, yes. These are things they should have done. It's very unfortunate.
Exactly, it's so unfortunate.
That they have to wait for the minister to do that,
mm-hmm,
for them. And people are complaining all over in the communities that, mm-hmm, our councillors are not with us. We don't see them. They are just sending letters,
mm-hmm,
collecting money. Sometimes it's necessary. And I like Minister Sankwasa's approach,
mm-hmm,
really.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are talking about, but who else can do it?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody is now saying, please move this ridge, move to this town council. Oh, mm-hmm, please also visit that town council. And that is what we need. We need people who can go out to people,
mm-hmm,
and listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
And when you see Minister Sankwasa, he's very meticulous.
Mm-hmm.
When he goes to the town council, he will also just quickly do the overview even of their finances.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
You see how they are doing. And immediately he picks up something, he will say, hey, wait a minute.
Yes.
This is irregular.
Irregular.
This is
practices.
Irregular. This is irregular practice. You can't do this. Eh? That's why I remember him saying at one of the meetings on NBC News, he was saying, how can you discuss something for 4 years, my brother?
Yes.
Huh? Discussing for four years.
Mm-hmm.
There is a difference between discussion and action.
And
you
work.
Can discuss and then act.
Yes.
Don't just discuss and discuss and discuss and then you think you have worked.
Mm-hmm.
You work when you have really put things in practice.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why I say I'm disappointed, because the councillors we have seems to be either lazy,
mm-hmm,
or they don't want to work,
mm-hmm,
or they are incompetent.
Mm-hmm.
And the minister, positively, we can see that things can work,
mm-hmm,
because the minister points them out. Because this is a man with experience,
mm-hmm,
in public administration. He, mm-hmm, knows what it means. His whole life was, mm-hmm, about administering affairs,
mm-hmm,
of the society. So it's unfortunate that we our councillors need to go out to people, public meetings,
mm-hmm,
announce them in the newspapers, in the radios. Interest persons will know the time, the date, the place, and the topic.
Yeah.
Just go there.
Yeah.
So that people know.
And I think that is something very, very crucial. I see it happening in the city of Windhoek.
Yeah.
At least residents are being made aware of these council meetings. But I don't see it happening maybe in other council. Oh, I'm not aware. But I think it's very crucial that the public is made aware of these council meetings so that they also attend. Just to attend. And also the public, as voters, we must really attend these council meetings. If you have time after work, go attend the council meetings, see what is being said, see what are the discussion points there, and also acquaint yourself or familiarize yourself with what the council is up to. It's really a good thing. I don't think the openness of this council meeting, although it's open in many of the in many of our towns or municipalities, is not really made aware of to the people. So it's something that needs to be made aware to the people so that they understand or they attend.
The PR and marketing strategy and communication strategy, we must be on top of that so that our people know. I can also just warn that there seems to be a relaxation because people will always vote for the party instead of individuals. Even if the party give us some incompetent people, people will still choose out of loyalty. As I said, some of us are historical, and people with history are still voting with history in mind. They are still angry with apartheid, even with apartheid is no longer here. They will still vote against apartheid when there's no apartheid. But time will come when people will say, enough is enough.
Yes.
And who will you blame when you are not re-elected? Yourself. Because you had opportunity and you squandered it. So, you can request a public meeting on any matter of public interest if you or your organization collect signatures of 10% of registered voters in your region or local authority. Then the council must hold a public meeting. Okay. So, if your organization collects signature of 10% of registered voters in your region, maybe you are a church and you say we want a meeting. Then you ask of all the voters in your region, or in your, in your local authority.
Local authority, yes.
You can call for public meeting. Or even the region itself, you can call a regional meeting to discuss issues that must be addressed by those leaders. Okay. And, regional and local authority, local councillors may not take part in any decision. Okay. Please let us pay attention to that, and I would like to hear your voice, because this has to do with best practice, good governance, and the curbing of corruption. Regional and local councillors may not take part in any decision that could affect a financial interest of the councillor himself or herself, the councillor's spouse, the relative, the household, member or business partner. This prevents conflicts of interest. Concerning best practices, you are pursuing your studies. Administrative best practices, good governance, prevention of corruption. Do people understand when to make a decision that is affecting you, when not to, and which decisions? What advice do you give to people that when you are in the council, the council maybe is going to award a tender? If you are sure, convinced in your mind and in your heart that these tenders have nothing to do with you, then chair the meeting, be in the meeting.
Yes.
But if somehow you are related to the tender, please, it's the best practice. What do you say?
Yes, I really think that that is the best practice. In terms of leadership and management, the best practices is the recusal of yourself. If by any chance you, as a counselor, there is a conflict of interest. There is a conflict of interest in that particular decision. So, and I don't, in Namibia, it's not quite a common practice, but I see it elsewhere. It's really a common practice for someone if they, if if a councillor of or a member of management may have a conflict of interest in a particular decision, they will recuse themselves or they will excuse themselves from that, from chairing the meeting or being present in the meeting. So I think this is something that should be made aware. And also personally, as a best practice, like I see people doing it in government, where if at the beginning of the year people have to, or beginning of your employment, you have to sign different forms of what do you have, what do you own, if you are in any close cooperation with anybody, if you have any business, or if you have any side hustle happening outside of your of your employment, so that they can establish, so that the Office of Prime Minister can establish if there should be something that you are involved in, so that you are not accused of conflict of interest, because you have already declared these things. And should there be any meeting where you are involved, let me say it's in procurement, many in procurement meetings where people are deciding on tenders, and you know that you are, or you or your relative is in a cross cooperation on or own a business that is also vouching for this tender, you must recuse yourself or excuse yourself from participating in that decision. And I think many of the councillors don't really know that. I see many voters complaining about malpractices, maladministration in many local authorities. So I think this is something that really need to be, the awareness must be raised, so that people know. They should also know that it's not a sin to recuse yourself from attending a meeting because you have a conflict of interest.
Yeah, and otherwise you will be arrested because you are promoting corruption.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anything that has to do with the benefits, mm-hmm. material benefits, if it is to do with the heaven,
mm-hmm.
no worry, because mm-hmm. that is heaven. But if it has to do with the material benefit, then you are in trouble. Heaven is something else. Heaven, everybody must go there.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but in material, mm-hmm. we must only benefit when we deserve mm-hmm. to benefit. So these are the regional local authorities. And I think it's the last time I'm going to talk about these matters
mm-hmm.
In terms of knowing what to do.
Mm-hmm.
At least you and I are students.
Mm-hmm.
And students is to be clear of the concept.
Mm-hmm.
When we say region, mm-hmm. what are we talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Local, what are we talking about? Government, what are we talking? Councillors, what are we talking about? Mm-hmm. So we call that a review.
Mm-hmm.
If you were writing a dissertation, we will say do a book review.
Yes.
So tell us what those things are.
Yes.
What people thinking? Mm-hmm. What are other people thinking?
Mm-hmm.
On these matters. Now, there is one thing that is related to regional councils,
mm-hmm.
and that's the traditional authorities.
Mm-hmm.
I would like you to please give us introduction
mm-hmm.
according to the democratic tree,
mm-hmm.
because some people are suffering,
mm-hmm.
voters,
mm-hmm.
voters mm-hmm. are suffering
mm-hmm.
at the hands of the traditional councillors.
Mm-hmm.
Traditional councillors are not elected.
Mm-hmm.
Nevertheless, they are constitutional.
Mm-hmm.
And they are given a particular responsibility
mm-hmm.
to take care of.
Mm-hmm.
So let's hear just what the law says.
All right. So according to the democratic tree, the traditional leaders, the members of a traditional community may follow their customary law to choose a traditional authority consisting of a chief or head, senior traditional councillors, and traditional councillors. If the procedure for selecting the traditional authority is in order, the president will formally recognize the designation. traditional authorities must live in the communal area of the traditional community which they lead.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, please take note. We are not talking about Oshilongo here.
Mm-hmm.
In another Oshilongo. Mm-hmm. We don't have another Ilongos in Namibia.
Mm-hmm.
Namibia is a unitary mm-hmm. state.
Mm-hmm.
Please take note, those of you who are listening. Ah, Radio Mfigurwa Karo. Na tse kucha, mo Namibia kamu no shirongo, shirimo shirongo shikwao. Kamu no shime shangao.
Mm-hmm.
Kashiko. Namibia o shirongo arashimwe, opu.
Mm-hmm.
Shinerero rimwe, opu.
Mm-hmm.
Kakero munu marero mashona, nga shiko no tapopigito poro, no omuni, gomakara gomarukarwa.
Yeah.
Iho muna o, omarero gomfiguru wakaro, inagadipa wapo.
Mm-hmm.
Asike ka ishirongo.
Mm-hmm.
Ere lwana. Si mashono takutu eno kukara mo komuna area.
Mm-hmm.
O komuna area njono ka isho shirongo.
Mm-hmm.
Otomuro kushi ithanara something else. Sa asho shirongo wafato ti o state.
Yes.
Wafato cho state. Nenge pa mwe osenga kato viteko waje. Kakuno state ili mo kwao. Antara ili mo kankunda kao. Nenge ili moka distrika kao, yoka waka distrika ne hono, oha, okonde hakarero ane, ko malero, gupa mfiguru wakaro, kare liyo mfiguru wakaro. Are liyo mfiguru wakaro, edo madina giri, no giri.
Mm-hmm.
Shosho uu mpono kucho, tashivurika, yare liyo ko chifi, nenge ko head.
Mm-hmm.
Nenge ko sini ya traditional kansera. Nenge ko traditional kansera ara.
Mm-hmm.
Traditional kansera ara, omwena ako mkunta.
Yeah.
Nenge kapatashu.
Mm-hmm.
Nenge ko komitie,
mm-hmm.
na mikunta. Mono traditional kansera ara mbo.
Mm-hmm.
Ya, nde, aare ninga asha akwa nirwa. Akwa nirwa ara meshimedi na yoshu wambo.
Mm-hmm.
Nde moshingirisa, kaku nungwa niru. Mm-hmm. Elimo Namibia. Shashi Namibia orepabrika. Kaina kwa niru. Kaine hamba.
Mm-hmm.
Kaina. Ina arochifi. Kulumdu ya kwao.
Mm-hmm.
Mfiguru wakaro newetu. Tatu vurokura ndulu. Mfiguru wakaro kwetu. Tatu ithano nto. Nedina johamu ithana mfiguru wakaro mo.
Mm-hmm.
Toburune kuchu mtongwa niru wetu. Ohamba yetu. Elenga yetu. Mwende mpunda wetu. Ihedi mburu kwa nekucha. Onkwa niru angono. Okwa ngambe kwa. Hangashi nale.
Mm-hmm.
Shosho teti. Nando umu ithano onkwa niru akena ponko. Ndo dha shampoka.
Mm-hmm.
Shasho onko ndo dhono aje. No dha yako mprestende.
Mm-hmm.
Dha yako mprestende. Ya. Erenga. Erenga yonkwa niru.
Mm-hmm.
Umnambele wo mnene. Wonkwa niru. Omeko kumpanirwa, pokati kumpanirwa, no eneo mikunda nenge na kwa shiwana.
Mm-hmm.
Marengo haka fikishe weka kwa shiwana shivurife kumpanirwa.
Yeah.
Shosha karapo nenare. Ya, anotatu vro kuhithana no madhina ngono hatu ithana momi siguru wakano detu.
Mm-hmm.
Asiko kuhithani so madhina nengono, itashiti kucha omadhina ngono otaka tinga omo shingiri sangashando tucho king.
Mm-hmm.
Nenge tucho queen.
Mm-hmm.
Ae, o queen ya arashashi osichosho nga hashitoro kwa de moshi kwa nyamo tatucha alohamba. Moshi ndongo tatucho mkwa niru. Mirongo imwembi haipopimba lakako wakaturo elakapo katiko maego tucho mkwa niru. Omanga mbahi havuru kutula na nena kapu katiko maego. Ngasha kwa nyama na ambaja. Otatu tingo hamba.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But what does it mean? It means just a traditional leader. Mneri alawo pamsiguru wakaro. Okay? Ya. Yeah. Takogoro wane pamlandu. Womsiguru wakaro. Womhokongo. Sa so marero ko msiguru wakaro ka andro mi hoko. E tribe.
Mm-hmm.
Pom hoko ngono. Shoham ningi ngero hako goro wa maru mentu. Tanku tamo lumentu. Ngero hazara makuru kadi tankuta mkuru kadi ngashine muwambu. Muwambu etwezi mojo kwa umemara. Yoko otato hariku yambeke. Yoko umemojo yekuvara. Anua. Ihe ngweno nkondo mokano na mono henga. Chachanua koko kumbara. Koko kumbara. Konyo koko namba biga. Ya. Oshodeshi nile ngao. Umpresidente te adesi gine itane. Mwashike adesi gine ito kumpresidente. Api ya umpresidente.
Ya.
Shono shaera. Umpresidente adesi gine ito kakwa niru. Akwa niru yota adesi gine ito. Kumpresidente. Shono tashiti kucha. Haa pointingwa. Kumpresidente. Ngeno haya po indi weko mpresidente. O mpresidente kena siku yeye megumbo yohamba. Megumbo yonkwa niru andeta kutu mba pevi. Shasho yeri po mbanda. Kwete kucho yeku ulika. Ika presidente eto ifu pipika nga. Wene nango mkaro kwa psychology. Shondi wete. Geta ya koma mkwa niru. Ihu pipika, ihu pipika, ihu pipika. Nando tu sisi kucha. Ihu pipiko yonu ihu pipikwa ara. Ndo mtungu tayo shirongo. Presidente ara. Puh. Sushinga. Opena na ulesire nje pone impono. Nando ndale sapwara. Traditional authorities must administer customary law and preserve their community's cultures, language, traditions, and customary, I mean traditional values. Pono ndi kore pona. Oyeri kohi ye original kansera, Iho edi de poto customary law, ove taya ehe, no kukare kapo culture dao, erakayao, o tradition dao, no vale. But they must not apply any custom or tradition that violates anyone's constitutional rights. Kuviteko. Ina etapu ini mayazo finge neko tapangu. Shashi, anuwa yo, are jayo mfiguru wakaru. Yafukike nandu unona. Ina ufika mwono mnongo na hitatu. Kakuno kanona takapita kafukipa. Ina kathika mwono itini. Daka kareka koka kavule kuningotoko na kwekeni. They have a duty to promote gender equality as regards leadership position. They must be sure that their political opinions or party loyalists do not influence their functions as traditional leaders. Ida aga mombinga. Mumalirogo msiguru wakalu ito imoto tinga wadiri mungudu ya uhokara wa mwena wafaru nsita. Asikio tusikucha kwa niru wa nasita ya mwe kwa niru ya mwe nasita ya mwe maringaga mwe nasita ya mwe nengadi yako ni ihavu uro kukaro nyutarara penda gaya mwe ni gao ngiho uro kukaro nyutarara ni mumalirogo mumurenga za mumanga Nengo mbiru wanjo no iganja kumtugo tumba, mbweto kara wipi ya kithirano politika. So shi nga ho. Chief or heads may not hold political office unless they take leave of absence from their traditional position. Gere mbwe presidente wa shirongo ndo unongkunda, unkunda kukanja po manga konsamane kumwe, mangatomana kosika kosu presidente mbweto karuka. Uyo randuru ni mayo yomikunda nari. Shongo nga hondisi. Traditional leaders have a duty to support the policies of central government. Oku support the pangero regional council and the local authority. Ponopo ya kwa tathara nebo. They must support what? Policy of the central government, regional councils, and the local council. They must help the police to prevent and investigate crime if necessary. Oyenango onse yoku chomtungero kwa tukwa neshiri nenge kwa nyate kwezi na Ning peni ni maapa mba ukufuti sira sana mo kodi ni ni maachanga ni magambi yoko shikwa na magambi. That's how you engage the traditional councils. Yeah, with the community consent, traditional authorities have power to collect contributions for community trust funds, which can be used to finance community projects and cover authorities' administration costs. Yeah, ifendelega haiga njoo magambi. Central government provides allowance for traditional authorities. Hape wapoka numbari wake pangero. The Namibian constitution establishes council of traditional leaders which advise the president on the control and the use of communal land and on other matters referred to it by the president. Oshin manesh vi o malero komsiguru makaro niponga tageshi topakanisa. Umma vikomi kunda hono ge da kwe tama na na de da da digini na Domo rasa do traditional kansira ya mweka shuvite. Tomo no mtanza hondo. Ae kambu nekana mkunda wanjemu. Mkundo wea no. Shasho shicha mwene wa mkundo kushimo kushoshe. Shasho kuvuta kucho mwene wa mkunda. Mwene, ndishoshe imo mwene. Shicha mwene oshe mpukitha. Oshicha mwene hashitha mara shasho shicha hashirongifa. Yoveto ya ti, rongithe ni chai ningambi ham rongitha shito. Asiko shikarimo. Mkunda kuna mosha. Kuna mwana sha. Nevi karisha ajwe. Ezo ujo shi wanda. Shosha tongwa me kota pango. Oshi wanda pa kene ni ndawa. Onda imo shi wambota mena wina. Pepe marilo kwa msiguru wakaro kucha. Evi jaehe. Evi ja kwa shi wanda. Tarikondoro lwa kepangero. Omwene we vinyo. Gwenu usemba woku. Poto kono no shini masho. Ompere stendara. Unpresident dar leo yo chiwana mewiri ko yo state ngonjo head of state oya unpresident head of state unpresident president ta pangerin baje kakuno ene o mikunda endo mbavi kaiko kakuna nando mwene ko mkunda ku mwenda mwevimu kem edi kusapende e constant pango sho yaganjwa mu mirongo mugoi e resources a dije. Oda kwa shiwata. Adi. Anto ya turuwa po ana elito na tiri. Opuwa. Popo ni handika ando vitu udigo. Toiko mwene wa mkunda. Anda kana ku ningongereka ya nyefa. Mkunda wangyemo mika ni ningongereka mu. Nga iteko mkwevi mkunda wa imani. Nga oteko mkwevi. Jomo na mibia. Mkunda wa mkusamo. Mwana mibia eto fako kule. Nga ngeru nukunda kwa yoguri meguru. Ae, nga tanti ya kono. Nga dija mwana mbia. Atuna ase yoshi imasho. Kucha, o eno mikunda. No marenga. Na kwa nirwa. Oshi nakuwa nifasha. Oshi nini. Oshi ya shapopuwa me. Customary law. Community culture. Community language. Community tradition. Traditional values. And all other customary things. How could we know? To control and the use of the communal land. Popo ne patrua no committee eko cha ngeronto kwe atakon kwevi. Kundata nini? Kwa munu sempa wakum tindira. Gasho komika kuinyo ngamene tempo pika kongereka. Kakunonpe nu sempa wakum tindira mtuinyo ngamene mwona bibia. Keko. Keko. Shokashi shoshironga shale liyo msiguru wakaro ya ze kuchantua ta inyo nga mene ngindi. Kaishironga yao. Kuchantumbo no ta inyo nga mene ne ukitha pendi. Ae, kaishironga yao shijai. Eko tafango jwa ajosa kucha. Nguto ningino ngele kare ye. Inoyo neko tafango jana mibia. Ngoweli yoni tomangu apokare liyo msiguru wakaro. Otomangu apoko polisi. Polisi na ironga yao. Na sata nara itazime guru nena. No mwenyowe. Te yamo na mibia tata na mibia mukara po. Ondakara kwenyo nga mena karunga. Sata. Otoncho tomu nti ndire kara. Yenayo na mibia eno kase. Tachondi no kase kanjo koha. Nga na mibia handizimo mkunda muno. Ndakara ndikare handizimo mamboga njegu sata na fa. Ndiso ni sata na no mumu. Vara kongereka kucho mwinai. Ye sata ni na muva imwene. Anotashi mika satana achenga wadilu temba ngeru kwa kufanga kwa mpangu shiri ndiye kwa tiyo uno kase antotaa kutendire sikaya anuwa yuva njara takutinga wamwina yaya weno kumonu wina itango upoe na waya ye kupangule ya kuchi yonto mono kuli mota tete shike ndengo kwa dipagere mtu mongere kamo itanga njara polisi. Wadipa gantu, uwe ya kudipa gantu mkunda, hae wetu tiri, ungeleka enyu haibipa gantu ngao. Ya pata, taipata kuhofa neno kuli, taipata kumwene mkunda, o taipata kuhofa, taipata kapa nguli, mbaesho kupangula, ipo thabzo. Ya, uwe neno mkunda, ina apangela kwa shiwana nuudhigu, kae napo na ndosha. ena aloku kontoro nevingashi yedipewa kom presidente peha yom presidente peha yom presidente kuviteko peha ara yom presidente advise the president takare takanje shasho presidente hewa shiri shiri shoshen oye mwende wevi janambia shasho head of state oyo head of state kakunao head of state imwe o state oshikano o state evi janambia efuta janambia Indamu ya Namibia, omitida Namibia, ahwe ya Namibia, o state njoka. Mpeife mkwe ulikomi kunda hondo waka kutha, kwa mkwe hondo wedi kutha peni. Mkwe kwe tampangu inari sikupu. Eko tampangu oje kuro mkwelaru uronge, peha jom president, you are acting on behalf. Ngo wanye mkwa, prom president, toti, teme kuro president. Okuno mpeli huno tathimi nikenjendi mpandu wa evi. Ndenga ndanye mkwa. Topitire nemo Council of Traditional Authority nemo. Mo merero yo marero kwa mfigura karo. Morata. Yo marero kwa mfigura karo. Ya. Yeah. Okani mahono da indaharo kuka erisa nga. Shashi otuna ngontamarana. Dili nga hako mikunda nga hako. Omorwa. Omorwa mavi gaehe. Okay. I think we have done a lot of talk. We have a few minutes, maybe 10. And if there is a call, someone who would like to call in, dispute what we are saying, ask anything related to elections. Welcome to the program.
Oh, Oh, tate mate na ipanga mo harap tate.
Eh na tate.
Mo harap na wa.
Eh.
Ay tar atu puki nengo andi puki nengo nde kama nende kudde mo roa pura tate kate ba karamali nga mo woke kongo roa ko.
Ne nda di mana mo ko kongo.
Oh
oh. Puki nengo.
Oh puki nengo roa andi puki nengo roa.
Oh oh hadi mo angwe na.
Oh, adi mangwe na
ndali mogano moko ndangwane
oho ndaba na kuchai o wishapo ndafi na dimpi na nale
yeah no
so no ando ndi moshingiri zime mosho wa bwanda
o tapo pya si wa o singiri sana na fi o minuto o milongo mbadda pitak yeah o isi taka po pya malelo msibulwa kano po asikenda mo mosho wa mbosha so malelo kulingane mo
Nawani.
Malelo, sasi, umailo gasho kwa mbo, umailo kwa mbo kwa pukwe kufatululirwa.
No, soso ngo nanda.
Sasi, seri, oko nukuli kata, cha, memwe nongkunda, memwe nongkunda, mwene wa shikene, tufatulira neto chovene, mwene mwe mwandino, misatiro mwene wa shikene. Ame uheshi mwene wangene, ama undiri mongkunda, ame, nipangula kumwe nongkunda.
Ame, kapata shwa mwita, vena mwa. It really it will benefit all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Even ourselves, be young or everybody structure that we might be finding ourselves, sometimes we don't know that obligation, what is expected from us.
Mm.
So all what we need, we think is just, yes, this is, we expect this president to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And the people are also empowered. You were just mentioning something very important when you were comparing these things. They say, okay, when it comes to God, the people are... so but when it comes to material,
mm-hmm.
the material benefits,
mm-hmm.
and all these other things. And you understand, people are eager and they are so motivated to, you know, the interest.
Mm-hmm.
But we are forgetting that all these rules and regulation and whatever that we are getting, they are all... they're supposed to be in accordance with the God's principles.
Sure.
So, and this is where we are making mistakes and say, no, it's just, I'm just expecting to Bishop Katenda or Tantes or something like that. So our obligation, We need to have that awareness and now work with the counselor or traditional leaders, because most of the time they would be effective.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen that most of these traditional structures, kucha no mwene wongkunda nengo ogape nine, mbamuna kucha upopuna ngoka nigriji nengo kiripo.
Nekute teka kashoni na mangino tulapo, ototi na tudulike kukalunga ndisi, se nave elakalo tuludite. Amendulidite, ovuludite, meti nukuludite. Ndese kiwa ina ndo pova yulo pavave tupano mapangirwa tashikula, sistema tashikula. Paye shikula mapangirwa va Europa kucha. Ova Europa va itaveli vashikia. Ale li va Europa va itaveli na nangali. Hai vashikula ika avesh. Apa ani kwa vatale li rongo. Mwe Europa kanda kere fititate.
You see?
Apa ani. Wakatolika veli bova shona. Nova orthodoxy. Nova luteri. Vashona. Nando prima ke ingira ndande tompula be festama o elimo. Tante kustama he oita velaske. Tante kamina dita velini mayo.
You see now?
You see?
So, bravo, gembo atale, e va ingeri e sile alo, venene, no, ne hongolo, venelo, joe, akaruba, mangane, ba ine, daulu, tibuanga, gasoko. Ah, no, quando si, ma si rina u, che pa muendanu, ta karan, venera dura panuta, sukumi, the ethical principles, and then that's why they now crafted their constitution. They are supposed to be anchored on these things. If they are at all, has to be in accordance with the purpose of God. So it's good that you have done that at the agenda. Especially Musimombe. So I know Pope Neta Pumba Kulomba Po, no awareness, affiliation, maybe Pupuakuta take of my starting making apple. They are to run by civic education. I told you to which I take Tapukan de Mapunya, for she bought Pandra Karunga, Kushashi, Weoya, Kumetine. They grew up to Munet Dundakano, Mosha, you know, when got up to Rombana and Gastanigao in the mission in the Mission, which are just what you want to look up from your sleep. We are very grateful that you are there, helping us to understand our civic duties and what is it that, because sometimes we don't even support the president. I just say, but we have got our own role to play with at our, in our own corner here. So, Dr. Martin.
Yes, Dad.
So, thank you very much for coming.
thank you so much.
So, you are really helping us with those insight and understanding creation, and you can see if we can all really get some of these messages, and then we see how God will help us to implement them. I think we will make progress.
Thank you, sir.
So thank you very much. God bless you.
Thank you.
Okay, sir.
Yeah, well, that is Uncle Bwana Days, our regular caller, and we always give him enough time when he want to say something. And if there is any other person who want to call in the program, ask anything concerning elections, concerning councillors, concerning councillors of the region and of the local authority, even traditional, because they are under the same roof. Please give us a call in the program. Otherwise, we are going to wind up now because our time has come to an end. I know. Thank you very much. I was just... today's program was actually aimed at understanding again regional and local authorities. There is one thing, Martin, before we go, that is a document called Concepts and Principles of Democratic Governance and Accountability. That document is sponsored by Konrad Adenauer Foundation, European Union, ACF, ODE, Democratic Governance and Accountability Program. And if you go down to go to page 18 of that booklet. There is what we call self-advertising before we go.
Okay.
self-advertising as a counselor on page 18 on top of the personal level function.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What is self-advertising? Can you just please make us understand that one again? I remember I talk about it,
mm-hmm.
but now I talk about it in the context of the counselors, of the people. I say, who are you? You don't just show up. Tell us who you are.
Okay.
Self-advertising means what?
Okay. So, according to this, these concepts, self-advertising has been defined as any effort to disseminate one's name among constituents in such a fashion as to create a favorable image, but in message having little or no issue content.
Uh-huh.
Experience, however, also indicate that self-advertising may include focus on the real issue of constituents and development,
uh-huh.
and getting oneself known in the constituency and nationally requires self-advertising using methods such as frequent visit to the constituency in case one reside outside it,
uh-huh.
speeches to home audiences,
uh-huh.
attending constituents, functions and ceremonies,
uh-huh.
such as weddings and burials,
uh-huh.
sending condolences or congratulatory message to constituents,
uh-huh.
writing newspaper column in newspaper published in local languages,
uh-huh.
participating in public debates on radio and TV, in cinemas, conferences, etc.,
uh-huh.
and being calculatingly vocal on selected issues of local importance.
What do you say before we just give over the mic to another person about this thing? Who are you? Come to people.
Yes. As we mentioned earlier, you must reside with the people.
Mm-hmm.
You must be aware of the people, but that means coming to the people and really being, I don't know, affectionately coming to the people, not only like it's saying in several functions, in several ceremonies, weddings, burials, and this is not to be like selective on what on what you want to only attend, but I think getting acquainted with the constituency in all its entirety.
Yes.
Like in all it is entirety. I think there is what is called self-advertising. Not only when we are saying vote for me, vote for me, vote for me, but I think in acquainting yourself in various meetings that happen in the constituency. Yes.
Very true. And we are saying, who are you? Go to people.
Mm-hmm.
Let the people know you.
Mm-hmm.
Then when you come to say vote for me, at least we know. You attended my relative's funeral.
Mm-hmm.
We invited you to the wedding, you came.
Mm-hmm.
There was a cultural event at a particular school, you were there.
Mm-hmm.
There was a church event, you were there. I remember inviting many people to the consecration of our bishop.
Mm-hmm.
Some didn't come.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason why I'm inviting them is that self-advertise, come there.
Exactly.
I will be able to say we have mm-hmm. a councillor so-so, we have governor so-so, we have the prime minister was there,
mm-hmm.
leader of the opposition party was there.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the time for you to show yourself,
mm-hmm.
be where people are. And exactly. people will be able to say, oh, this, that, that we know. One day we had the funeral, he was there.
Mm-hmm.
One day we had a wedding, he was there. We had a prize giving ceremony at our school, mm-hmm. he was there. We had a particular soccer, sport, something, he was there.
Mm-hmm.
We had a cultural event, he was there. So be with the people if you want mm-hmm. to be a good local and regional council. With that, mm-hmm. we've come to the end of the program. It is me, Lucas Kalwapakate, Dad Martin Himpangwa. We are saying it is a goodbye. Thanks to Conrad Adenauer Foundation and Eagle FM. It's a goodbye.